I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. Here, Ashley Falkenberry talks with her dad, Larry Falkenberry, about his childhood in Kershaw.
So I think one of the most interesting things about, like, the beginning, your childhood, would be that you didn't live with your parents. You were actually raised by your grandparents, which makes a huge difference in someone's life when you're raised by the generation ahead. Tell us about that, what that was like.
Well, I never really got the full story about how I ended up living with my grandparents, but at the time I was born, I was not a real healthy baby. And I think it was a common decision between my parents and my grandparents that my grandparents could probably take better care of me because they had had six children of their own. And so I went and lived with my grandparents. But looking back on it, when I got grown, it was I didn't see it as a negative. I saw it as a huge positive growing up with the work ethics that they had and the things that they believed were instilled in me and I carry them to today.
So what would you say if you were looking at your brothers just down the road living with your parents and then your life living with your grandparents, how did your homes differ? What did that look like?
Well, I think they didn't have as good a cooking as I had. One thing was because my grandmother was a great cook and never failed. I can remember going to school at times and those kids at school talking about having cereal for breakfast. And I thought that I was really deprived because all I had was country ham and eggs and grits and bacon and homemade biscuits and that kind of stuff. And they had cereal and I didn't have any. and so I thought I was really, you know, I was being with these grandparents had to be bad because they had cereal and I didn't have any.
So that your morning consisted of a big, huge breakfast. What time would you wake up in the morning?
Early on, I would get up in time to eat breakfast and meet the school bus. Then when I got about 8 or 9 years old, I'd have to get up in time to milk a cow and then eat breakfast. And then in the afternoons when I'd get home, I'd have to get the firewood in to burn in our wood heaters, and that's how we heated the house. And then I'd have to milk the cow. And I can remember telling my grandmother when I was a boy that when I got grown, that if milk went to $20 a gallon, I would never milk another cow. And I mean that to the day. Now, I had to rephrase that a little bit. I wouldn't milk a cow today if milk is to $20 a gallon, unless my grandchildren need the milk.
If your grandchildren, yeah.
I would milk a cow if my grandchildren need the milk.
But what if your children had needed milk? Would you have milked a cow?
I'm not sure that I would have milked a cow if my children needed it.
You would have told us to drink water?
Water, yeah. But now my grandchildren, I would milk a cow if I needed to today.
Funny
yeah.
how things change like it that,
is.
Isn't it?
It really is, yes. But grandchildren are special.
Larry Falkenberry and his daughter Ashley Falkenberry from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger at South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.